Hey everyone, welcome to Friends and Factoids bonusode for you.
Bonusode. So this is going to be the end of the episode on the Times Person of the Year from 1980 to 2023.
Best times.
Well,
You might recognize some of these ones a little more than the other ones too,
yeah,
because
I
depending on
was
your age and who's listening.
exactly, and I was definitely surprised at how many of these I people from the past ones that I didn't even know, or really going ahead, yeah, okay, I knew the person, but exactly what they had done that time considered the important thing
Yeah.
was interesting.
All right, well, let's get into this.
Hope you enjoy. 1980 saw Ronald Reagan be elected president, so he was chosen. In 1981, Lech Walesa won it, was the leader of the Polish Solidarity Trade Union and architect of the Gdansk Agreement until his arrest and the imposition of martial law there in ni December of 1981. 1982, they chose the computer.
Oh,
Yeah,
wow.
for Machine of the Year into leading the information age. Yeah, so we
I
were
just,
quite young. We were little dots, but
but I remember, like, I
yeah,
remember,
computer.
well, I just remember playing Dr. Mario on your computer
Yep.
when Dr. America, Power
Remember
Pack,
having to like
the
load
Power
Baldur
Pack.
Dash? Yeah, but that was Nintendo still. Do you remember
Yeah,
having
oh,
to
I'm just, oh, yeah,
load
that's
on the Commodore
Nintendo.
64, like load and then
Yeah,
quotations, asterisk, quote,
I
end quote, like
know. Ours were on floppy
all of
disks.
that.
We had the
Yeah.
IBM, right, in the
Yes, you
back. Remember
did.
Garden
Yep.
Court on the other
Yep.
side, the laundry side,
For
had that
sure.
my dad's desk there.
Yep.
And we had that computer, but oh my goodness, like playing Wheel of Fortune and like Monopoly, but it was
Oh,
like
yeah.
the green and black
Like so old. Yep.
screen.
Yep. It's almost like playing Oregon Trail all over again.
Well, you know, and when I had in television, like this went into video games, sorry. It's there's still computers, it's a computer thing.
Absolutely.
I remember taking out my Intellivision. I wish I still had it now, but we had like
Yeah.
all those games. But I remember taking it out and playing it. It probably, I'm gonna say, trying to think of where I lived at the time. So it would have been like 98, 99-ish around there. And I was like, oh wow, like I couldn't play, it was so slow. And
Right.
so
This
everything
isn't
was
even.
blocks. And I was like, this was so much fun. Like,
Yeah,
how?
back in the day, right? How did that
Even
even.
the
Yep.
racing game was so slow.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, it's hilarious. I
For
love that stuff.
sure.
All right.
Right? So, 1983, we went back to Ronald Reagan. As president, he had ordered the invasion of Grenada and championed the Strategic Defense Initiative. They were using ground and space-based systems to protect the United States from nuclear ballistic attacks. So that was the reason they chose him again that year. And they also chose Yuri Andropov. He was the General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union and was a strong critic of Reagan's initiative. So he actually ended up hospitalized that year and died in 1984, but that's just a side note, I guess. In 1984, Peter Ueberroth organized the 1984 Summer Olympics, which involved a Soviet-led boycott. So that was one of the first boycotts.
Oh,
I
you're
will
bringing up
also
stuff, right?
say,
It's just so long ago,
okay,
but
here comes another thing. Here's the nostalgia
oh.
for you. 1984 was also the year of the Cabbage Patch Kid.
Well, I'm not doing a segment on them in the future, but I'm doing the segment on the parody.
Ah, nice. Cool. Cool. In 1985, Deng Xiaoping was chosen again as the paramount leader of China. He was acknowledged for, quote, sweeping economic reforms that have challenged Marxist orthodoxies. 1986 saw Corazon Aquino was the prominent of the People's Power Revolution of 1986 and was elected president of the Philippines. In 1987, Mikhail Gorbachev took it for being, he was the General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union and leader of the Soviet Union, of course. He oversaw the perestroika political reforms. Perestroika means restructuring. So
Okay, I was
he,
going to ask you. I'm like, I haven't heard that
yeah,
word. I mean,
no,
I'm
I had
not
to
good
look
with
that
big
one
words or
up.
anything, but that one I have not heard.
Yeah, no, it just means restructuring. So he was trying to restructure. In 1988, they actually chose the Endangered Earth to represent the growing environmental movement and also several natural and ecological disasters that occurred, one being the North American drought, two, the syringe tide with drugs, three, Bangladesh cyclone, four, the Armenian earthquake, as well as the norms like global warming, ozone depletion, radioactive contamination, and deforestation. In 1989, they chose Mikhail Gorbachev again. He oversaw the first free Soviet elections before a fragmentation of the Eastern Bloc. So like when Czechoslovakia and Yugoslavia and all of that stuff broke off. 1990, George H.W. Bush, as president, he oversaw involvement in the Gulf War. So we would remember that in 90.
Here we go into the 90s.
I was going to say, and here we
go. This is all real fresh.
Yes. I was going to say, this is when we would have been starting to pay attention, right? Like this year, 1991,
the stuff
I moved.
Other stuff you knew. Yep. And I think because parents were talking about it, whatever, right?
Yes.
But we're so young.
But it didn't mean anything.
Right? We were too young. So yeah, exactly as you said. And then, sorry, I just cut you off and didn't hear anything you said. You moved.
No, I was going to say 1991 was the, like, so like we've hit now like the year that I moved. So
yes. More significant things in our lives and we're older. And
yeah, we were paying more attention to things and like, yeah, like actually getting a history class or a social studies more than, you know, mm-hmm. this is a landmass, this is a valley, this is a fjord.
fjord.
So in 1991, they chose Ted Turner, who was the founder of CNN, for the coverage of the Operation Desert Storm and the Gulf War as it happens. That was really the first time that had been done. 1992, they chose Bill Clinton as he had been elected president. 93, they chose the peacemakers, was represented by Yasser Arafat, who was the leader of Palestine. F.W. de Klerk, I had to look him up. He was the president of South Africa after Mandela. Mm-hmm. He oversaw Mandela's release from prison in 1990 and worked with him to get rid of the apartheid system, which is a racist political social yes. system in South Africa. Yeah.
A whole bunch of, ugh.
Yeah. Yes. So then Nelson Mandela, the first president of South Africa, Yitzhak mm-hmm. Rabin, the fifth prime minister of Israel. Arafat and Rabin signed the 1993 Oslo Accord. They were the first face-to-face agreement between Palestinian and Israeli authorities. I can't imagine what they would think of the atrocities happening today, or if they were around, if it would even be occurring this way. It's crazy to think of all of that. Pray for everyone over there. In 1984, John Paul II was the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. He was from 1978 to 2005. I knew he was for a long time, but I didn't realize it was that long.
He's a really, was he like the really
He was the
popular,
one that we always, yeah. Well, he was the like one through
the people's people, the people's Pope. Was he like, kind of like the people's Pope, right? Like he was really with the people. I know the popes are with the people, but we
not necessarily, but he was the one that we would have known because we went to Catholic school. So he was the Pope that we would have known.
You would have
because
known.
He was the Pope.
I don't remember
but he was the Pope when we were going through all of our stuff. So if we were talking Pope, it was Pope John Paul II. Right?
Like I know. One. Yeah. Yeah. The very popular Pope. Yes.
Correct.
But I'm trying. I just remember I could have been a more recent Pope, but there was one that was just really in the news and really out there and into the social media stuff and like being on the same, like being into the loop. I have to look up his name. I'd have to look up the Pope.
1995, they chose Newt Gingrich, who led the Republican Revolution, which led him to being elected Speaker of the House. 1996, David Ho was the scientist that was pioneering AIDS research at the time. 1997 was Andrew Grove. He was the chairman and CEO of Intel, so he was a pioneer in the semiconductor industry. 1998 was Bill Clinton. Again, was the second time, but he was impeached following the whole Lewinsky scandal and acquitted of the charges by the Senate.
Oh, he was at least like... easy
I
to listen
not
to
have sexual like, relations
I know he was
woman.
Kind of funny yeah. to listen to but I always like to like Saturday Night Live around yeah. that time because we're watching Saturday
Absolutely.
Night Live
and then they also that same year so still 1998 was Ken Starr so he was the lawyer who published the Starr report that opened the door to impeach Clinton so they chose okay. them kind of both together just because that was such a big event at the time in 1999 Jeff Bezos founded Amazon
mm-hmm
1999. In 2000, they chose George W. Bush. elected president. In 2001, I'll never forget this one, was Rudy Giuliani, because he was mayor of New York City during the attacks on 9/11 and was selected as a symbol because of his response to the attacks and his good speeches and stuff like that. So his impact that he had. In 2002, they was a group of people they called the whistleblowers. So it was represented by Cynthia Cooper, Colleen Rowley, and Sharon Watkins. They were involved in taking down Enron. So Cooper exposed fraud at WorldCom, and Rowley was an FBI agent that gave testament about the FBI's mishandling of information about the 9/11 attacks. So all three of those women in different settings were whistleblowers and stood up for truth. So in 2003, they chose the American soldier for representing U.S. forces around the world, especially in the Iraq war that waged from 2003 to 2011.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I knew it was long, but I didn't realize it was that long. Until you say it, right?
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, if you're not watching it on TV every day, well, it's kind of like Iraq and Russia, like war with the Russia-Ukraine war. We don't hear about it every day. It's still going on. Right?
Well, I know, like, because
a couple years the news already
people
now.
People decide what still you. Going? They, yeah, I was going to say, because media just
don't listen to it anymore.
Well, the thing is, the headlines change, right? So as you're scrolling through, they want you to read certain articles, just like news broadcasting. They put out there what they want you to focus on, which is fine. Sure. That's the now. But it is so true. All of a sudden, you just watch the rise and fall, and then you'll get the odd little article in there, unless you like start looking it up and it goes in your algorithm, and then it'll pop up for you all the time.
Correct. Yep. So in 2004, they chose George W. Bush because he won his reelection. In 2005, they chose with who they called the Good Samaritans. So they chose these to be represented by Bono, because he helped organize the Live 8 concerts, and Bill and Melinda Gates from Microsoft. They both founded the philanthropic Gates Foundation, and it donates money to fight disease and poverty. In 2006, they chose you, all of the people who are content creators on the web. So in 2007, unfortunately, they chose Putin. Wasting not another second on that garbage human. So in 2008, they chose Barack Obama, who was the first African-American president elected. In 2009, they chose Ben Bernanke. He was the chairman of the Federal Reserve during the financial crisis of 2007-08.
I like his name.
Ben Bernanke.
Yeah.
In 2010, Mark Zuckerberg founded, they chose him because he was the Facebook founder, but it actually started in 2004. In 2011, they chose the protester. So it was representing many grassroots peaceful protesting. In 2012, they chose Obama again because he had been reelected. In 2013, here, maybe this is your person, Pope Francis was elected the Pope after the resignation of Pope Benedict.
I think it might have been Francis. Yeah, it could have been. I'll have to look it up. I'll let you know.
In 2014, they chose Ebola fighters, including the doctors, nurses, scientists, ambulance workers, burial parties, etc. of West Africa.
Because I got shivers, so like just there. the goosebumps, because that's horrible. And even that was
just
horrible.
To show, you know, some people,
it's still
right. But and you know, like, some people don't recognize even the work that was done here. In the hospital that I work in, there were rooms that we've now taken over and use, but they were there and they were ready. Those were going to be called the Ebola rooms, and that's what they were going to be
used for. The preparedness because of what was going on, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you would think that we would have learned something before COVID, but
this is a human race now.
There was not enough room, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So 2015, they chose Angela Merkel. She was the Chancellor of Germany from 2005 to 2021. So she was recognized for her leadership in the Greek debt crisis and the European migrant crisis. In 2016, they chose Donald Trump. Next, 2017, they chose this. No one needs to. No one.
No more. No, just keep going. I can't, no comment. I don't. No, even, no more words need to be said on that line.
I was gonna say I don't. No one's gonna wonder what stance I'm where. What soapbox I stand on. That's all I'll say. But I don't need to go that far. In 2017, they chose the Silence Breakers, which were figureheads of the Me Too movement. So these were people that spoke out against sexual harassment and abuse. There's a giant list of people named, and I don't mean this to like negate any of their hard work, but listing all of this would have already made this segment way too long. So just know that there were so many people named, from like actresses and journalists and professors and even housekeepers, bloggers, like
A big old can of worms was
every
opened up that needed to be opened
you
up, and it
absolutely.
spilleth over.
Absolutely. So bravo to those women who stood up, or and men
Still
that
do.
stood up, and still
Anyone,
do. Absolutely. 2018, they chose the Guardians. So these are journalists who faced persecution, arrest, or even murder for their reports. And again, many people from all over the world were listed because people were, trying to push
People just
their own
mysteriously
agenda.
disappear. You just mysteriously disappear.
So this woman we all know because in 2019, her name shot up everywhere. Greta Thunberg. She was an environmental activist who led a school strike for her climate campaign. In 2020, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, he was the oldest president to take office and the first from Delaware and the second Catholic. Kamala Harris is the first woman African American and Asian American vice president. Yeah. 2021, Elon Musk, as the CEO of Tesla Incorporated, founder of SpaceX, and the richest person in the world for that year.
Interesting fella.
Yes, I agree. 2022 was Volodymyr Zelensky. He's the president of the Ukraine and has been since 2019. And they called it in the spirit of the Ukraine. And what they wrote is that they all represent the resilience and resolve of the Ukrainian resistance, which again still continues today. And then what started this whole segment of my conundrum of wondering why we get to all of these political figures and all of this, and then we throw in Taylor Swift won it for 2023. And that is because she had the highest grossing global tour of all time with the Eras Tour. She released two chart-topping albums. She reached billionaire status, and she was also named Spotify's Global Artist of the Year in 2023. Kudos to her for being Wonder
Well, you
Woman.
know what? Even as not so as so great and not so great, I understand now, like when you explain why they were choosing them, like why some of those people were,
Correct,
because for the
because
power they held or for whatever, yeah, exactly, whatever happened in that
whether
year,
positive or negative,
it was
right?
something
Like just,
significant
yeah.
and
Well,
I
just like
don't
you
know.
talk about like reinforcement, even, negative reinforcement is still reinforcement, right? Like getting into the psychology of things, it's about the person or concept or group who has left their imprint on news or world events, regardless of their motives. So
Yes.
totally makes
We are pretty much
perfect
familiar with all
sense.
of those names. Maybe not the early
Oh,
ones,
for
but
sure. There
you
was
get into
actually.
your own time and your own decade of living, whatever. Like our parents would know a lot of other ones from way
For
before,
sure.
like
For
such,
sure.
and such like that. So
Yep.
yeah, you kind of understand a little more.
Absolutely. But even the people that I'd never heard of, I'd never heard of Pierre Laval and those, like Wallis Simpson. She was the
Again.
first woman in 1936. I had not, like to she was the woman that, had that bomb V that got King Edward the Eighth to leave the throne.
Oh, big
I mean,
old gonads.
I mean,
Yeah.
it's
No,
just
and that's
cool.
again why
It's
I
cool.
always say why I love doing our podcast, because of stuff we learn as
Absolutely.
well. So hopefully, oh my God, hopefully.
Hope for, hey, we're recording at night, everyone, so we're
Oh
getting
my
a little
goodness.
punchy and a little tired.
Hopefully everyone learned something along with us.
Well, I definitely know that I did, and that was probably one of the longest lists I have ever done. So, every done? See, again, getting tired. Ever done.
So is
So,
everyone that's listening to us.
thanks for hanging in there with me on my
Listy list of all lists.
listen. Yes.
Hope you enjoyed the show today. We would love for you to email any fun facts based on our chat or comments to friendsandfactoids@gmail.com. That's friends, the letter N, factoids at gmail.com.
We'd also love to have you along for our next episode. You can subscribe to our show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, please rate and review us. We appreciate the feedback, and it also helps us to be discovered by more people. Always remember, you're beautiful.
Inside and out.